Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this 23rd day of January. Everyone is welcome, and I'm so glad you're here. We come to join with one another in our faith, our hope, our joy, our support of life, and our request for blessing, as well as our gratitude for blessings received. So we have always the joy of taking callers from our community on our call and warming up the room, making it a very real experience for all of you. We are all here as surely as if we were in the same congregation hall. And I would just like to open with a few callers now, and I have a few things I want to announce today and a few ideas I would like to present, but I'd like to hear from you first. So I'm going to open the call from Aria. Hello, Aria, and your line is open.
Yes, hi. This is Jeff and Aria in Sedona. And we just wanted, a couple weeks ago we may have gotten COVID and wanted to get Yeshua's blessings, particularly for Aria's healthy return. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. All right, my dear. And your names are on our list. And may the energies of Sedona bless you, too. Oh, I miss those energies so much.
Yeah, they're very special. Thank you.
Well, they are. And you have to be very careful of what you put into them because they can amplify anything from positive to, well, not so positive. And they are full of many beliefs, which is, I think, a good thing that it's so diverse, and many past experiences that people have gone through. Some of them were very positive, some of them not so positive. So let it be your faith, your belief, your hope, your love that is amplified by those energies. And I do know what I'm saying because I've had to make those adjustments many times in the 15 years I lived there. Okay, well, you are on our list, both of you. And Jerome, you are on our line, and your line is open.
Hello, hello, hello. Blessings with everything you're doing. Yeah, is your address P.O. Box 1744, Aransas Pass?
Yes, it is. It's 78335.
And what?
The zip is 78335.
Gotcha. Well, listen, love and blessings on everything you're doing. You're a great spirit. Thank you for helping us with Jesus and everybody else. And I just wish you the whole best for the universe of light, compassion, love, peace, and joy. Because you're just...
Oh, you got it. you're priceless to us, Jerome. And so glad that you show up every week to give us that little ray of hopeful, joyful laughter.
Yes, even with the snow here, even with the snow.
Oh, how deep is it now, Jerome?
Well, now we're probably about, how deep it is. I think we've got, we've probably got a couple of feet of snow. A couple of feet, yeah. We got places that...
I would think
even
so.
More than a couple of feet, yeah. I probably got drifts.
Yeah,
there.
And in drifts, the person could get lost.
Yeah. Yes, they do, but if you're dressed warm, you can just get through it anyway.
That's right. Okay. Well, thank you, my friend, and give my blessings to your wife and family and all of your loved ones. Okay.
Yes, and all of your loved ones and all of your family and everything you do every day. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Elizabeth, I'm so glad you're here and your line is open.
Hi, Glenda. I would just like to ask a blessing for myself today, just for Yeshua to help me to get closer in touch with my soul's purpose in this lifetime. so I can hear the voice of my soul and get my mind quieter and just be in that peace more often to know my true purpose and bring all the things necessary in life to me to let that help happen. I feel like something's unfolding right now, but I need, I think, a little bit of help and guidance if
okay.
we could ask for a blessing for that today.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We definitely do. One of the things that I have learned through many years of asking a similar question is not always the biggest, but there are two big doors into answering that question. One is, how can we serve? That's a big one. We don't have to love in the sense of affectionate love, but service is its own brand of love. Okay. And when we ask how we can be of service, that's a big key into the doorway. The other is to ask how you can use your talents, all of your talents, and we all have them, my friends. We all have them. All of your talents were God-given. There's a parable in the book of Matthew that discusses that, how you cultivate your talents and apply them to life. And a man who had many ignored them, and he became virtually a lost soul. One man that only had one cultivated it, and he entered the kingdom of heaven. So don't think of yourself as, well, I got to have a lot of talents. You only need one, and you do. Everyone has at least one, okay? Everybody does, and everybody can serve in at least one way. And those are good questions to ask yourself, not just for the big answer, for the big revelation, but I ask myself pretty much on a weekly basis, because my life changes, the world changes, opportunities change, necessities change, and pathways can fork off into different directions. So that brings up the third possibility, which is not always as the first two are totally reliable. You don't always get the answer because you may have blocked the answer. We may have blocked how we can serve because we just stuck on, well, don't want to do that. I know I did that a lot in my life. And we can block talent because we think, well, that's the only talent I have. Oh, please give me a break. But there's no talent that cannot be built into an empire. Believe me, I have studied the successes and challenge of my fellow humans for a long time. That's been a fascinating subject for me. And there's absolutely no talent that cannot become an empire. There is no service that cannot grow into an empowerment of the soul that is grand and fulfilling. And maybe you didn't like the work at first, but it became something that you cherished as a definition of your life. So those two are absolutely reliable unless we block them. And that can be a problem. It has been for me many times. Okay. The third one is a pathway. We tend to go or gravitate toward the highway where the traffic is. Why? Because we observe what other people are doing successfully or joyfully or with enthusiasm of some kind and expecting success thereof or safety thereof. And so we're going down that highway and say, oh, you know, that's where I want to go. And then off to the side is this little narrow pathway. It's winding, and it goes down through the valley and up through the higher meadow, maybe through a couple of little groves of trees, and then past a brook. And we wonder, well, yeah, it's kind of pretty, but what if it goes nowhere? Well, those are the pathways that often were created uniquely for you. For you. They were not created for the public. They were created for you. And that's something to watch for. Yes, sometimes they can be just off to the side and go nowhere. Sometimes they could go into maybe troubled fields. They could, and they have for some people. And we're told not to stray. But it's not straying, really. Not when you're following your love. Not when you're following your joy and beauty and nature in its truest and highest sense. You're exploring possibilities. And we were told by the apostles, by Jesus, to not trust it so much in the big, broad highway, but to look for those pathways that were created uniquely for you. So that's just a response for what it may, for what it may do for you and how you may look at possibilities. Possibly you've overlooked because your purpose and your goal may not be on the broad highway. It may be something very special that no one else would think about, but it strikes a harmony with you and you feel it. It's like, I'm going to check this out. Go, check it out. Do it. Okay?
Okay, thank you. That was very helpful, Glenda. Thank you.
Good. All right. Nancy, hello, and your line is open.
Hello, and hello to everybody on the call. Glenda, I wanted to talk a little bit about a change that I've made recently and something that we've noticed. I just started going back to face-to-face meditation with a group of, they're all women, as it turns out, this time. But what I've noticed is the power of sharing healing energy has just really increased. It has been so wonderful. We work on people in the group, and we work on people who are not there, raising their energy and receiving and sharing that healing energy. And it has just been wonderful. And the quality of the sharing has just been really uplifting and affirming. And I just wanted to say that all of us can do that when we become quiet, as in meditation, and then intend to receive and then send, share that healing energy with a specific intention. So I've just been so uplifted by that group interaction and also all the blessings that have come forth. And I just wanted to let everybody know that if they have a chance to do that, pay attention and see what you see about the quality of the work, the quality of the intention and the sharing. And I hope everybody has had part of the blessing. We'll begin just constantly receiving and then sending out that healing energy wherever it is needed. And that's the blessing I would ask for today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's wonderful, Nancy. And thank you so much for that contribution. Of course, this is what we do here. We come together.
Yeah.
We come together, and this doesn't have to be the only place it's done. Any time two or more people come together in this spirit of faith and sharing, Jesus says, I will be there. And, of course, the Holy Spirit says, I will be there. And you're exemplifying that, Nancy. And I'm so glad you shared that with our group. because I'm sure that there are people out there that would like to have each one of you become part of their faith, part of their sharing, because we build so much strength for one another. And that's what we need today. That's what we need.
We do, and it's available all the time. Anytime we begin to receive and share that loving energy of the divine, there are other people around the world doing the same thing. So the power is there, and as we tune into it, it builds and blossoms. So the more we can do it, the better our world will be. Heaven knows there's a lot of healing that needs to be supported. So.
Yes. You know, I have similar thoughts every time to when we start our blessing here. I think about the people, and actually it's part of my prayer. I think about the people around the world who are doing their own approach to prayer and healing and just distributing the energy to everyone else who is doing similar work, each in their own way, so that we can amplify one another.
Yes. And there are always so many around the world that are working on it. So we always
have
those partners in healing that can help us build that energy on Earth. So it's a wonderful thing. And thank you so much for your message about it.
You're welcome. And same to you, my dear. And give my best to sunny Florida.
Actually, it's chilly today. Floridans think if it's in the 50s, it's chilly. Don't laugh, Jerome. It does feel chilly if you're here. But...
I'm sure Jerome would like to be there, so. All right. Well, that's great. I always enjoy a little laughter to elevate whatever we have talked about. It's all good. All right. We are going to move on. We have Karen on the line, and Karen, I just opened your line.
Yes. I'd like to share with you and ask for a blessing. Our friend Eva, Eva's on, I think, almost all of your calls. She has attended your seminar. One, I attended with her, and I knew this would be the best way to help her. She had a stroke on Tuesday, and right now she's in therapy, though. Right now she's in therapy, so she's going to get better. And I think her voice has a slur to it, and I'm not sure about mobility. I only talked to her daughter yesterday, as well as I communicated today. And today her spirits are positive, and she is on her way to rehab, or she must be there already. So she's going to be okay, but she needs.
My prayers go out to her, and a very special blessing I will repeat on a daily basis.
Thank you.
So give her my, please give her my love.
I will.
Tell
I'll
her
let her know.
Thinking
she'll,
about her
she'll,
and
she'll
seeing
so
her
good.
As
yes.
as well
yes.
and back on the call as soon as possible.
Yes. And she will be. And you know, even if maybe she can do it from her rehab location, she will as soon as she can. I know she will.
I know she will. She is one of our faithful blessing givers. So she's not just a she's a giver. And,
she is. She sure is. And she's been a tremendous teacher for me too. So she's a teacher too.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for coming on the line and letting us know about that need. So she will be. Included in our circle of
life. Right. Thank you. And I'm glad to be here today.
Me too. Glad you came.
Thank you.
All right. Rhonda, I'm opening your line. You're on.
Yes. Hi. Just wanted to say hello to everyone and ask for blessings just for our planet. and for the healing of Mother Earth and for our consciousness to be raised about our responsibility to be good stewards and caregivers of her, and also for my daughter, healing for my daughter, Katie Pettit McFerrin, and Denise Forward, and Veery Gates, and Marjorie Hilliard.
Okay.
Healing for all of those folks. And thank you so much. I'm finished, and someone else can get on.
Oh, well, we love hearing from you, too, and all of your friends and loved ones. We'll remember them in our blessing.
Thank you. And I can't wait to hear your new news.
To hear my what? Oh, my news?
Your new news about whatever's going to be next.
Okay. I'll make time for that. Thanks for reminding me. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like it. Okay. Caroline, you're on. Hello.
Hi. First of all, Glenda, I want to have a blessing to you for a really great move, that everything is going to be really wonderful and better than ever before, because moving can be so stressful, and you of all people deserve to be in a wonderful place. So that's the first blessing I'd like to have done. And the next thing is a blessing for my two sons who've come down with COVID. They haven't had it too badly. They seem to be getting over it, but I want to make sure that they don't have any sort of nasty long-term effects that linger.
Yeah.
So there's them. Yeah. And the third blessing would be for my my friend visiting from London. He's an older gentleman by the name of Brian, and I just want to make sure that he stays in good health and doesn't end up succumbing to the virus that seems to be, you know, felling everybody here. And the very final blessing is similar to what Elizabeth was asking for. She had a great question, and you gave her a fantastic answer. But I'd also like to be able to be more in touch with Source and have more of a sort of visceral feeling of what it really is. So those are my blessings for today. And thank you so much, Glenda.
Oh, okay. Blessings to you, my dear. And most especially in your quest to have a closer relationship to your Source. It will fulfill your life.
Thank you. And, you know, I just hope that my sons and my two sons, Dominic and Alex, and my friend Brian, are in good health. To go to them.
Okay. I've got them on my list, and I will continue them in my prayers. Yeah.
Thank you.
We want our community to be strong in body and heart and faith.
And thank you again for everything you do. You're just unique, and it just, you can't even have words to describe what you're doing for everybody.
Well, thank you so much, dear, and you're very welcome. It's my pleasure. And, you know, being in your purpose, in my opinion, is identical with being in your pleasure. So this is my purpose in life, and it's my pleasure to be here. And it's why I take occasion to laugh, not because I'm taking light of things, but because I'm taking things lightly. And there's a difference. And when you're in your pleasure, everything has a lighter weight to it. Even the worst of things that might befall you or come upon you. Okay, well, I'm going to take a couple of more callers. And then I'll share my news with you, which also is a little bit of a lesson too, a lesson in faith. But first, let's open the line for Tara Kim. Hello, dear.
Hello, and just thank you to everybody for the blessing last week for Bert. He is doing well after his surgery. It ended up being about a 4-hour surgery, so very, very grateful for the blessings, and he is healing and continued blessings, please, for healing and recovering. And we also have our dog Shobi has a mass, a pretty good sized mass by his left leg, and he's going to go in for some surgery to remove that on Friday. So I'd love to request some blessings for him as well, and the rest of my family.
Okay.
Of course. Thank you.
And I hope that relieves everything that's been pressing against him. Yeah.
Yes,
Sometimes we find the one thing that has been a hindrance to everything. And when we find that one thing, it's like, oh, well, we can breathe again and get on with life.
Wow. That could be because we had some other symptoms too a while ago and just may have very well been connected and we just didn't know it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Great. All right. Well, I'm going to open the line. We have someone, well, from Morristown, New Jersey, and you're on. Your line is on. Open.
Hi, yes. You don't have this phone number for me, but this is Eva. Thank you, Karen,
Eva.
It is. I just got into rehab.
Yeah.
I'm lying in the bed
well,
here.
Well, God bless you, Eva.
Yeah, I did.
You sound great. You sound strong.
Well, actually, I want to thank Stormy for one thing because I had already got to him and for blessings, and then he had told me some time back about frequencies for healing on YouTube, and I have used some of those. And so I was lying in bed yesterday at the hospital, and I said, "I wonder if there's one for stroke." And I looked it up, and sure enough, there's one that says something about healing stroke symptoms fast. So yesterday I put it on and left it by my bed and just played the music and had it on while I was sleeping. And I woke up this morning and felt so much better. And I could squeeze something that I couldn't hold in my left hand before. I could do things with it that I couldn't do before. So that really encouraged me because it was quite discouraging just after I finished all my rehab for my femur fracture and was out driving again and going places. And then this happened, and I said, what is going on with me? Why do I always have these setbacks? And so I feel more alive, and even though I still have symptoms, and this rehab, they tell me, is really a very good one. And they should be able to get me back to normal again. So, or I hope better than normal.
I am beaming for you, Eva. Really, I
also,
am. And I bet Stormy's beaming too.
Okay.
So he just loves it and is able to contribute.
Also, I think it
that
was
is wonderful, fun. Wonderful, great news. Thank you for coming on to share. And we'll offer even more blessings for you.
Nancy, I believe it was, that talked about the meditations that she's in. And what she's talking about is something I wanted to be a part of for years and never found the way. And so then I was thinking, well, maybe I have to be the instigator, and maybe there are people that would be interested in getting together to do that because I know that can be very powerful. So
yeah,
I want to
focus
on like a blessing. I'd like a blessing for you to know my guidance in that and see if that's my path.
Awesome. Well, actually, would you like me to give you, I know Nancy wouldn't mind if I personally sent you her email address.
I would love
Would you like to have that?
Yes.
Okay, great. And Nancy, I hope that's okay, but I'm sure it is because I know how generous you are with your spirit and your love and your desire to implement good work like this.
I feel like I haven't quite found my way since Charlie passed away. And
well, I know.
Maybe this is my answer. So thank you.
Well,
thank everybody.
Well, I know how it is to lose our loved one.
I know you do.
I'm there with you, Eva. I really am. And we make our way forward. You know, our future is not in this world. Our future is not in this world, Eva. It's
I know that.
It's through eternity and the energetic field that carries us from one place to the next and provides the pathway for our future. So Stormy gave you a good direction on that meditation. And Nancy has some good ideas for the development of faith. So
yeah,
really good work. Okay?
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for your blessings. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, we love you, too. All right. Okay. And I'm going to open the line to Sarah, and then I'll give you some of my news, okay? Sarah, your line is open.
Aloha, Glenda and beloved community. And I just want to express my love, and I want to ask for a blessing for my Aunt Deb, who's facing some medical, she's scared about some things in her body. So for her healing, my Aunt Deb, and for my mom, Kathleen. And, yes, that's it. And for all, all of our healing. Oh, actually, and a blessing, please, for the clear, free expression of truth between people and the end of censorship and oppression. Just clear, let people express and let the truth be known.
That's great. Great. Okay,
Thank you, Sarah.
Well, bless you. See you too, my dear. And may your light shine in the world.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now I'm trying to get my there we go. Way to make sure my phone was tuned in properly. Okay. Well, I have, as you know from the weeks that have preceded this, I have been in stormy waters for a while, and that's not a reflection back on our beloved friend Stormy. Ironically, Stormy brings peace. But I have been in stormy waters for quite a while, getting through the relocation issue, the very selling of the property, finding a new place to go, and then having a health problem that threw me into at times, level 9 pain. It really bad, really, really bad pain. And everything was just seeming to go in circles. We were not getting a conclusion on anything. We have had a contract on this property for over a month now, and we could not get all of the points of appraisal worked out. And the pool, which has been a monster of a problem because of its size and the fact that it hasn't been functional for a long time. So it's been causing us undue setbacks. And I was thinking, we may actually lose this deal. I have no idea what may come for this, but I was getting pretty low in my faith. Well, not in my faith, but in my enthusiasm, let's put it that way. It was more of an emotional thing rather than a spiritual thing. And my real estate agent called and said, well, Glenda, if it doesn't pass appraisal this next week, the deal's going to fail. And I thought, oh, no, okay. I've got to pray about that. I've got to see what we can do and call everybody I know who's an expert in this field and we've got to get this through. And I still didn't know where I'm going to move, which is a compound problem. Like, I only have 2 weeks to get out of here. The closing is on, if it goes through, the closing is on February the 7th. And I have to be moved by the 4th of February, which is my birthday. And I thought, how in the world am I going to do that? I'm only half packed because I couldn't go ahead and pack everything in case I still am going to have to be here and list the property again. So I thought, okay, well, I don't know how this is going to all work.
And I go check the mail, and here's this letter from the IRS. And that's a love letter I think nobody really likes yet, because we always expect the, well, maybe not the worst, but we expect a challenge. I think you got my feeling on that one. And I thought, oh, well, just pile it on, world. It can't be any worse than it already is. I open the letter, and it's a congratulations letter that our church, Spiritus Church of Christ Blessing, has now been awarded full tax exemption for our property, for receiving property, selling property, and all gifts we shall receive and all income or all taxes that shall bear on this property, we are 100% tax exempt. And I started laughing and kind of melting in my chair. It's like, oh my gosh, no wonder I had to wait. No wonder I had to wait. And I shared this with one of my friends, and she says, Glenda, you are the queen of the 11th hour miracle. Yes, it seems as so that Yeshua tests my faith on every opportunity that comes along. But now, what I'm so happy about, whether this goes through or not, and everything is much lighter in my mind than it was, whether or not this particular sale goes through, all the proceeds will go to the church, which is what I wanted anyway. And the church will buy my next home. I wanted everything to be owned by the church so that it can go on in perpetuity with me in spirit, but maybe not, well, who knows how much longer in physical. I'm hoping for a few more decades, but you never know. God has his own plan, and I know that it will be a legacy that I can leave and a ministry that can carry on. And we will have resources to do it with. And I was filled with so much joy. I momentarily just completely forgot about the pain. So I overdid it yesterday. And last night I paid for it. So the completion of the house challenge that will allow me to know, is this the closing of the chapter? Or do we open another chapter? We'll be on Tuesday. So remember me in your prayers on Tuesday. And then the procedure that hopefully, with faith and professional expertise, will give me the relief I need from this pain is going to happen on Wednesday. So I think all of it had to be postponed until the greater work was in place. And it's kind of interesting that we started our call today when Elizabeth was asking me about finding your purpose, finding your direction in life, and me responding that I'm always rediscovering it. I'm always rediscovering a direction. And I gave her an answer that I thought could be universally valuable for anyone. But no matter how correct our pathway is, we can always get slowed down with logs in the road. And I didn't just have logs in the road. I had massive trees in the road. And they just got lifted. Isn't that amazing? They just got lifted, and I'm walking again. And I'm on the path, and I'm seeing this is a brighter, bigger path than I thought it would be. And how could I have, well, I never lost my faith, but I sure didn't have the answers. And I think it's good for you to see that. I read about the lives of the apostles, and I think to myself, how could he ever have allowed the ones he loved the most to go through all those challenges and pain? And now I understand, because
Well, you don't make a diamond by floating a chunk of coral in whipped cream. That's number one. And number two, even if it did produce a diamond, it's the overcoming of our human weakness that puts us on a higher pathway for the soul. And it's essential. It's essential for carrying his flag. You know, I had this remembrance, and it was special to me. Yesterday, I was remembering something that happened to me. I think it was about 3 years in a row, my last 3 years in high school. I grew up in a small town, Weatherford, Texas, which was a lovely small town. And I was a rodeo girl in that town. And always I was in the parade that launched the rodeo. And the parade was a really big deal in our town. I mean, we had carriages and wagons and we had some world champion rodeo performers that came there. Our rodeo was a big deal. It really was. Just like Prescott, Arizona, the rodeo there is one of the championship rodeos of the world. And it's just a small town. So, and Cheyenne, Wyoming, another one. It's not nearly as big as some other places, but it's rodeo. It's like world champion rodeo. Okay. Well, I rode in the parade every year. And for the last 3 years in high school, the captain of the Posse Club, which sponsored the parade and marshaled the parade, would come and sign me and take me to the front of the parade and give me the American flag, the holster. He would put the holster around my horse, and he would say, "You're going to carry our flag." And I would lead the parade with the flag of the United States. And I felt yesterday that Yeshua had put a flag in my holster. And he said, "You're going to carry this church. And I'm going to see that you do it." And it was just, it was a wonderful moment for me. It really was. And it didn't matter that I had physical pain. It really didn't matter, because I thought about I thought about all the pain that the apostles carried. And my pain is nothing compared to what they went through. So I was just really happy and proud and joyful. And I have no idea how this is all going to work out. But the thing is, he does. And I knew yesterday, he does. And it's probably more that he wants to tell me right now. Because so many times in the past, he just let me do my work for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and he didn't show up. Well, like after I finished the painting, I took it around to churches for, well, let's see, from 1992 to 1996. I mean, that's 4 years. I took it around to churches somewhere almost every Sunday. I went over 5 states, it's about as far as I could travel, by car, because the painting was very, very large. Total dimension of it is 5 feet square when it's framed. And then I never told anyone that I had a conversation with him. Never, never, never. Because I felt that I was blessed that they would accept that I had had a vision of him. And I knew they would think of it as a vision, because so many people have had visions. And I just let it, I didn't really want to tell them. He showed up in my room. I didn't want to take it that far. I let them think I had a vision of it, and they were okay with that. And they never threw rotten tomatoes at me. In fact, they were very loving, very respectful, very courteous, even if they thought in their idea, in their mind, I don't think he really looked like that. But she captured his spirit, and that's what's important. So we got along. Let's put it that way. We all got along. And the reason I know we got along is because he was there. Every time he joins a group of people, we get along. It just always happens for me. Well, in 1996, he came back. And he said, I will speak through you now. And at first I thought, oh, okay, you're just going to inspire me. No, I'm going to speak through you. And I said, oh, no, no, you don't mean that. We're talking about putting a fence between me and him. You can't possibly mean that. I can't do that. I absolutely, you know, I can't do that. I said, you know, if nothing else, they'll all think I was lying all these years that I didn't tell them. And what am I going to do, just come out of the blue and tell them? He said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. See, he knew all along that this was going to happen. I didn't know it. And actually, if I had known it, I wouldn't have had the courage to be in front of all those thousands of people. Well, in fact, I had the painting at the National Republican Convention. Not very many people know that, but I was actually invited to bring the painting to the National Republican Convention, of all places that you could take it. I was invited to bring it to the world gathering in this huge coliseum in Fort Worth, the Will Rogers Coliseum, of Cowboys for Christ. And yeah, they came from everywhere. There were people from Australia. There were people from Japan, all over Europe, Africa, Norway, Canada. I mean, really, they were from everywhere, Cowboys for Christ. And they put the painting in the center of the arena. And they paraded around it with their horses. I mean, literally, I went everywhere I was called. I don't even remember all the places, but it's in the mementos for the church. It's in the memorabilia. It's in the newspaper pictures, the newspaper reports. And I probably have a 2-foot stack of newspaper pictures and reports of places that were shown. Now that's all going to go to the church. It will all be there for perpetuity. But see, if I had known I was ever going to be asked to speak to people about what we talked about, I would have gone. I would have found an early on reason to break my leg or do something to keep from showing up. Of course, he would have put a brace on my leg and said, go anyway. I've learned the hard way that I love doing his will. He just has to encourage me a little bit, and then I'm all in for it. It goes well. So I don't know right now, and I know that he's not telling me for some reason. And it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. I have a feeling, just this little sneaky feeling, that I'm going to move into a church. Literally, I think I'm going to move into the back rooms of a church. And I never thought I would be at the pulpit, literally. I mean, I am over the phone now, but something tells me that's what's going to happen. Could be wrong, but and I dare not try to outguess him. I really don't. Anyway, that's my good news, and that's the story, and I think it's great news, and I think it's the opening of doorways and windows for our church and for me, even though I don't yet know where I'm personally. Okay, well,
that's it for now. And you know what? We only have just a very few minutes. I'm going to open the line to Christopher. Christopher, you and I could talk forever, but let's try to make it short.
Yes, hi, Glenda. Oh, my goodness. I'm just smiling over here with gratitude for everything you just shared. Oh, so happy to hear it. And also to hear Eva's voice. My goodness, what a gift. Blessings to you, Eva. We love you. And Elizabeth, and the speaking about soul's purpose. Just really beautiful. Thank you, everyone. I wanted to ask just quickly a blessing for a client of mine. I'm not going to mention the name because I don't know that she would want that, but she's going through a big change. And, yeah, it's a little overwhelming, and I think it's a blessing for both of us because I really want the best for her, and I feel the pain of what she's going through and the difficulty of this big, big transition. In her life. So just a blessing for her and also for me as a counselor in my life. I'm so empathic and I feel those things. And I'm always grappling with how I can be of service and also not take too much of it on. So thank you.
Yes, I understand that one.
Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot, Glenda. Bless you in this journey. I'm totally in trust with you on your journey. He is providing each step of the way, and I feel like that's such a wonderful revelation or expression of how much he does know what's going on, that you got that letter from the IRS right in the midst of all these doubts or misgivings.
So it really did turn out to be a love letter.
Yeah. You cut out a little bit there. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Stormy, we're going to close with a good wrap-up blessing. So you're on, Stormy.
Yes, Glenda. Starlight in your eyes, Mara. Starlight on your fingertips, Mara. Starlight in the eyes of all of us. Starlight on the fingertips of all of us.
Thank you, Stormy. And blessings to you. Blessings to you, dear. Okay. Well, let us, in our comfortable spaces, comfortable places, really, in this place of relaxed surrender, where we can just take a breath and feel it as the breath of life. Let us be there and take another and release it, and another and release it, until we actually feel our body inflated with the breath of life. Every cell of our body, not just our lungs. Yes, let's push against our diaphragm. Let's massage our heart as we breathe. But let's don't stop there. Let's take the light of our breath into every cell of our body and allow it to radiate from around us like a halo, a beautiful bright light that shines to the world. And as it shines, it gives forth to the world every blessing that we would like to receive. For as we give, so we receive. As we see it done for others, so it is done for us. As we pay it forward, it is paid back for us. We are in the grace of love.
as we breathe the breath of life. It was that breath that began your life on this earth. And it will carry you to the very end, the last moment of your life. Sir. Breath is your life. With it, you create a flame within yourself and around you. Continue as we move into this blessing, breathing into that flame and seeing it grow brighter and reach farther with every breath. I will begin my prayer to Yeshua. And the blessing givers will join me, and I ask them that you offer your prayer, that the blessings may be perfectly filtered into your life and targeted for the exact results that were intended and sought for. Dear Yeshua, our beloved brother, our friend, Son of God, the one who has come to bring into the spectrum of life, alright, Heavenly Father, that is unlike anything else, a ray that illuminates every color of our rainbow and brings rays to light that just may have been soft and twisted. But it becomes radiant in your presence, where you bring that extra gift of life that lights our pathway, that sheds light on our future, and removes the darkness that may have been there from the past, or with events that we want to forget. Let us not forget anything. Let us be in our grace as you have put us into our grace. Let us know it. We ask this for every one of our human family. We ask this for all of the faith healers around the world, all of those who give prayer and hope, comfort, joy, and positive destiny to the defense of human life. We ask for your love in all places, in all time, in all ways. Amen. Blessing givers, let's begin.
Amen. Amen. And the amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and rest. Receive. Finish receiving for at least 7 minutes. Allow your mind to be blank, a blank slate. Allow your heart to be open, an open door. Allow your spirit to be abundant, reaching out through infinity. Blessings to you. Bye-bye for now, and I hope to be with you again next week.